It's time for the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health, a radio show where all viewpoints are respected. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Hello, gang. Today is July 16th. Welcome to the Brandon Groover News Hour. We are joined today by our two favorite compadres. I got AJ over in the cut.
Hello, Mr. Brandon.
What's up, AJ? I'm doing pretty good. And right across from me is my man, Doug Wilder. What's
all
up,
right.
Doug? Hey, Brandon. Hey, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. The crowd is happy. Thank you very much. Well, today, gang, we're going to discuss some serious issues. You know, sometimes we have to have these family meetings and kind of put things on the table to kind of reflect to figure out where we've been and where we're going. And we're going to reflect how our nation has been changed by this virus. And we're also going to talk about the $3.5 trillion spending increase that the Democratic Party is proposing. Nearly all the new deaths and hospitalizations due to COVID are from Americans who have not been vaccinated. The media claims that we need a third vaccination, which is false currently. You know, that's not true. The two-step regimen and the J&J, you know, they're holding pretty well.
It's not the science.
Right, not the science. And I see two dangers that we must discuss. Physical danger, which is the virus and how it's changing our bodies and eroding our way of life, and also how the spirit of this nation is being changed by this pandemic. Months ago, we warned the longer this virus hung around, the more lethal it will become. This Delta variant, which is from India, has reached over 100 nations. My concern, the longer the virus lingers, the greater the chance it will mutate into something far worse. People, if you are not immunocompromised, we encourage you to get the vax. Why? Not to do the nanny state, but the longer this virus is hanging around, the longer the emergency lasts. The longer the emergency lasts, the more quirky things are able to take place. I mean, we're seeing things happen post-corona that I never thought we would see before in this country.
I mean, and you're in a health business.
Right.
You're in the health business, so you're looking at this from many points
of view. Right.
And I can't believe it that America has gotten to the point where, you know, there's been a lot of stupid going around, but this not getting a vaccine and not wearing a mask, and I'm not going to do this, and I'm not going to do that, and I'm going to do this because I'm independent.
Right.
Dang it. I'm going to do what I want.
Right.
You know what? That's not good for the community. And this pandemic, like Brandon is getting to, is hanging around longer. If you thought the pandemic was gone, it's not gone.
Nope.
It could come back, and it could come back worse.
Yep. And the thing is, too, it's the damage that's happening to the fabric of this society. We are changing. And I'm trying to be the mirror to show us this is where we were yesterday, and this is where we are today. So Americans, we've just gathered for the 4th of July in large crowds. So we will see naturally a massive spike among the unvaccinated in 10 days based on past data. Remember last year after Memorial Day, the numbers went up. So we're not selling fear. We are simply stating facts. Adults have adult conversations. This is why we call it the News Hour. We are not a Trump bashing or celebrity gossip column. We cover hard news here. If you seek to be entertained, turn the station. We believe that our republic can only survive with an informed electorate. We have all witnessed great change to this country. Things that we never thought we would see are happening every day. The pandemic is tearing the fabric of this society. Now, let's look at the spiritual aspect of this virus. The virus's rage has not only did medical harm. Look how long it's taken to get us back to full employment. Look at our churches. We have churches that have remained closed. Murder in this country is at a 40% increase. We talk about what happened when they took prayer out of school. Look at the world when you put God in a corner. I mean, because the churches, you know, the fabric, like I said, is changing. Suicide, drug overdoses are at an all-time high this year as well. We watch pastors get arrested for holding church services. Think about that. We saw pastors being arrested, which is a clear violation of our First Amendment. It says in the Constitution that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of people to assemble peacefully. That's the Constitution. That's the First Amendment. And we saw government bureaucrats shutting down churches. We saw pastors being arrested. That alone should kind of make your hair on the back of your neck stand up. What's up, my man? So just think about that. Prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Check. Abridging the freedom of speech. Check. You put the president is banned off social media. So check. Or the right of the people to peacefully assemble. The Bible says forsake not the assembly. But churches were shut down. But yet liquor stores were deemed essential. Just think about that. We saw our Capitol sack while the military stood by for 4 hours and debated. The police riot gear was locked away in a bus as officers fought to preserve the Union. What happens to those jaws of life that they use to break open stuff? Isn't that something that you're supposed to use to when you can't get into a bus or something? I mean, I saw the police kick in doors for people being behind on child support, but they couldn't get into a bus to access, you know, the heavy. I'm just saying.
Give me 5 minutes. I could have been in.
Right. Something ain't right. And like I said, and these social media companies are denying. Are denying dissent, which is key to preserving the republic. If I'm a politician, and I can be criticized or exposed, that is what makes me be a better politician, right?
Right.
That's what they call checks and balances. Since the founding, our nation's church attendance has never fallen below 60%. After the pandemic, newsflash, America. Churchgoers are now the minority. First time ever. I'm not talking about temporary closes due to the pandemic. I'm talking about a Pew Research poll that confirmed that Americans who identify with church has fallen below 49%. I'm just pointing out where we've been and where we are. And normally when you go through stuff, it's supposed to make you better on the other side. It ain't looking like that with this. So, what do you think happens if churches are closed for over 30 days? Remember, it takes 30 days to start a habit. I'm not the one for conspiracy theories, but something in the milk isn't clean. I'm a believer. I'm not afraid to say that something is off spiritually here. Something sinister. We have always taught to try to find deeper meanings of things that happen to us. If there is anything to learn from this pandemic, it appears that this virus was released on this society to ruin the backbone of our society, our faith in God and each other. The good book says we perish for lack of knowledge. If you do not see how this virus is destroying this country, my fellow citizens, you are blind. I heard somewhere before that a crisis is a terrible thing to waste. Do not think the temptation will not be there to use this pandemic to force changes upon us. They will, and they have. Please be clear, I am not saying this virus is some sort of a conspiracy theory. I'm simply calling it like I see it. I am going to let you in on a secret. The Democrats did not have to steal the election. But we'll talk about it on the side of the commercial break. We're going to continue to opine. The Democrats didn't have to steal the election. The fear of the pandemic did the trick. What's going to happen if the pandemic stays around in 2022? I think deja vu.
We got to get rid of it.
Exactly. So we'll continue this discussion. We got my man Jesus Guerrero in the building. What's up, Jesus?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you, my man. Thank you for coming through. We're about to jump on this commercial because Doug finally got us a sponsor. Pepsi. So, So after we just having a family meeting today.
Yeah.
All right.
You know,
we'll have some Frito-Lays and some Pepsi.
Right.
All right. The men are in, and we're going to have them back here in just about 1 minute. This is the Brandon Gruber News Hour on Talk Radio WBOB. Frito-Lay has been a proud part of the Florida community for over 60 years. Their team produces some of America's favorite snacks, including Lay's potato chips, Doritos, and Cheetos. Today, the local Frito-Lay job site provides jobs for approximately 375 full-time associates. And the company is looking to grow the team and is hiring right now for a variety of positions. Frito-Lay's benefits include a retirement plan, 401k, health care, paid vacation, and more. Pay ranges from $17.62 to $33 per hour with room for advancement. Join the team at FritoLayEmployment.com. That's FritoLayEmployment.com. PepsiCo and its Frito-Lay division are an equal opportunity employer. Female, minority, disability, protected veteran, sexual orientation, gender identity.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, gang, welcome back. Like I said, we're just sitting here opining a little bit, you know, trying to see, we're kind of trying to self-reflect, because the thing is, we don't want this pandemic, once it's going, to have permanently scarred our nation and our character, right? So, as I was saying, the little secret I want to share with you all is the Democrats did not have to steal the election. The fear of the pandemic did the trick. What do you mean? Due to fear, election laws were discarded in Georgia, a state with a Republican governor, Republican legislature, and a Republican secretary of state. Why? Not because of a Democrat hoax, but because of fear of the pandemic. What do you think will happen in 2022 if COVID is still here? Hypothetically, if President Joe Biden wanted to maintain his chances of keeping the Congress in 2022, he could simply abandon vaccinations, and the fear of the virus would lead to a repeat of the 2020 election. The states suspended normal protocols because there was no way to count 10 million additional absentee ballots and verify the signatures in time. Remember, in our democracy, we have hard dates. Electoral votes must be tabulated by December 13th. Defeating this virus is not about giving President Biden a win. For Republicans, it should be about getting the virus behind us so we can get back to normal politics and normal elections. Why do you think the Democrats' first push was to pass the voting reform? If you had just humiliated President Trump by beating him by 8 million votes, why the rush to change voting laws? The answer is because they thought the pandemic would not be around in 2022, and they feared they would be swept from power during the first midterms. However, they don't have to worry about that because of our failure to vaccinate. Our failure to vaccinate will surely prevent us from going back to politics as usual. Don't ever discount the power of fear. Look at the trillions of dollars we have seen thrown at the pandemic. The U.S. is on track to have spent $11.5 trillion fighting this virus. Let me set that up for you. From the time George Washington was president to Bush's last day, $11.5 trillion. It took 200 years to get to $11.5 trillion in debt. We blew that in a year fighting a virus. Just think about that. Do you think the government would stop throwing money? Who would really lead an army to stop getting checks from Uncle Sam? What do you think will happen to the people who become accustomed to government paychecks during the pandemic? We're changing. Fast food restaurants are paying $15 to attract workers, and yet folks are refusing to return to work. No need to worry about minimum wage hikes, Democrats. The COVID did it for you. How can you run a country when workers aren't working? How do you get the tax revenue? How do we fund our defense, our military? How do we fund Medicare and Social Security for our seniors, our schools, our roads, our bridges are already deficient? Wake up, America. Remove the virus, then the emergency measures will go away. Our churches will fully reopen. Our crimes rate will decline. We will turn back to God and away from government, and we will wake up from this mirage. The British saying God save the Queen. I say Jesus save the United States, because we have certainly lost our way. AJ, let's go ahead and run that clip on the on what the doctors are saying about.
He's on the phone right now.
Look, can you run the first clip? So what are you all thinking about that Easter speech I just gave?
He just asked for Jesus.
Will laid out. Let me run a little exercise I've been doing on people.
Okay.
1921, first flu pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Country comes together.
Mm-hmm.
Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
Country comes together.
Mm-hmm.
World War One, World War Two. Country mm-hmm. comes together.
Mm-hmm.
9/11, the country comes together.
Mm-hmm.
Wuhan clan,
mm-hmm.
and the country's divided.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one thing we have now that we didn't have through any of those other?
Division.
Social media.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. So we had steered and channeled news sources from which to get our information.
Mm-hmm.
So social media, this is it's still an experiment. The internet's an experiment, but the social media is really, it's still an experimental phase.
But you know something? I'm glad you bring that up. Because I remember back in the day when the American companies like Google and Yahoo were colluding with the Chinese government to kind of the firewall to control, and the American companies, the American media would say, you know what, eventually they're going to use those tricks that they're using in China on us.
Yeah.
I didn't think they would actually do it, but that's exactly what's happening.
Let me add this, because I know in our country we think the whole country is Christian,
mm-hmm.
but in the country where we have separation of church and state,
mm-hmm.
and we have the right to religious freedoms,
mm-hmm.
only the Christian faith
mm-hmm.
attendance is down,
mm-hmm.
not those other ones. Everybody else is reporting record numbers.
Right.
So we got to break that down a little further and
right.
be like, well, what's going on with the Christians?
Right.
I'm okay with it. You know why I'm okay with it? Because the Christian faith is nothing. It's more than this. But in America, it's structured as a 501c3, right? And they need to, at any organization, when you are lower in attendance, you probably need to do what? You need to look at your messaging. And people without this access to new information is saying, we desire more. We need another council at Nicaea. I don't know what we need, but we desire more. You're not going to be able to keep telling us that same stuff that's not personally. Oh, this is what the kids say. I'm close to the, I mentor hundreds of kids in this city. They're not getting what they need.
Right.
I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm just saying you need to upgrade your business model.
Right. Well, whatever we need, whatever it is, I'm concerned. This is the thing. It's an experiment. The country was okay. It's never a perfect country. Nothing's perfect, right? Only Jesus is perfect and his Father. But my thing is this. If we had a stable society with a church-growing democracy, you know, I don't think you want to gamble the whole country. You don't want to get, you see what I'm saying? You don't want to bet the whole house. Like I see, if you look at Europe, for instance, when they threw the religion out of European politics, the void was filled by Nazism, communism, and fascism. And, you know, my thing is this. Churchgoers are now the minority in this country. This is the first time this has happened in America. 49% of Americans identify, and I see church as a source, if it's done correctly, is a source of motivation. You know, when you're going through stuff, you don't have to commit a crime, you don't have to go rob people, you don't have to commit suicide because you believe that God, he has you. But, you know, I'm disturbed by that because, like I said, normally when you go through challenges, you come out better on the other side. We're not doing so well with this. So what I'm trying to pick up the mirror and say, look, people, this is who we are. This is what we've become. And it ain't pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. What Jesus is saying is that church attendance is up, but it's just not the Christian church.
He's in religion. But Christians were once 86% of the population. Mm-hmm. During the last census. So,
right.
Like, if you look back historically, church attendance in this country never went below 49%. And you have these people who like to talk about, you know, the evils of Christianity or whatever, but every major positive movement in this country, from the Revolution to the abolition of slavery, Dr. Martin Luther King, you know, in my opinion, the Christian faith like Jesus tells you, you know, love your enemies and all this other stuff, right? That's the, that Judean Christian ethic is the reason we have separation, the tolerance that we have in this country. It's inspired, you know, by that faith. So, you know, I just believe that the country has been served well by, like I said, as far as doctrine and Second Council of Nicaea, whatever, we need to get together and try to figure out something.
Well, I agree.
Because this is not good.
I think what we're nervous about is that devoid of a Bible or devoid of the Ten Commandments, where do we get our moral compass?
Right, right.
So we just, this is a time to think.
Right.
This is America. If we can't get through this, we don't deserve to be on top. This is just a time to think, be creative. You go to these churches. I don't know what church you go to, but you go to these churches, the young people aren't there. Period. They're going to age themselves out. They're telling you something. Don't be the blockbuster of religion.
Right, right. But
do
you know
not
something?
Be the blockbuster of religion.
I'm glad you said that because I was going to talk about it next week. There was an article in the paper that said the Republican Party was smart. And I don't agree with this at all, but the article was saying that the millennial generation and Z are like the, they only believe, only 20% of that cohort believes that religious values, the Christian message is important, not something worth following. So, like you said, if we don't try to figure a way to address this, you know, I'm not trying to live in God as America, you know, not me. Mm-hmm. But the floor is, and we laugh at the Democrats, you know, about some of the policies they're pushing because the Democrats see the numbers. They see it's trending that way. You see what I'm saying? So that's a good point you gave, Jesus. I'm going to go ahead and take Darren. Darren, jump in. Darren, are you there?
No.
Okay. Okay, cool. But AJ, let's go ahead and just hit the that Delta. We'll do like 3 minutes of that Delta thing. Good point.
The Delta variant is being called COVID-19 on steroids. Cases are increasing in nearly half of U.S. states. Word is if you're vaccinated, you are highly protected. But some experts are starting to ask if it's time to start testing those who've been vaccinated to ensure the Delta variant does not evade the effects of the vaccine. Joining me on the morning show, epidemiologist Dr. Jonathan Cantor, an epidemiologist with the Penn Center for Epidemiology. There are some studies that suggest that the guidelines for COVID testing should be revisited because the CDC is only reporting on what they call breakthrough infections causing severe disease. But there may be a lot of people with mild symptoms or who are asymptomatic, and worry is that that could cause a major spread to those who are not vaccinated. Might they be silent spreaders?
Well, I think this is very similar to the concern that was raised, you know, early on in the pandemic when we had this realization that, you know, there were these healthy young adults or even children who could be fairly asymptomatic or think they just have a sniffle or something like that. But meanwhile, they have the potential to spread COVID. So I think we're seeing that same concern occur now. What we are doing in the U.S. right now, where we have sort of decided unilaterally that if you've been vaccinated, you A, don't really need to wear a mask, and you B, don't have to worry about being tested. Those are sort of unique to this country. I mean, there are certainly other countries with the same approach, but it's important for Americans to understand that many other countries are taking different approaches to that in an attempt to really try to quell the spread of COVID-19, particularly with the concern that's been raised around the Delta variant.
Now you're talking about Israel. Hospitalizations are up here. The Delta variant accounted for more than 51% of new COVID infections nationwide here in the U.S., according to CDC estimates last month. Here in Florida, accounted for more than 13%. As of the middle of June. That's up from 2.5% at the beginning of the month. Now, some health experts say this is just the beginning, and we may be in for a very dangerous fall or even winter.
He was unvaccinated. He almost died.
All right, guys. We're back here because we got to get you some news here in a couple minutes.
Okay, Stanley and Darren, we see you. We're coming to you shortly.
All right, we got Marty. Stanley, Darren, and Marty waiting.
So
we'll get it together right when we get back.
Okay.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Emergency workers in Western Germany and Belgium are rushing to rescue hundreds of people threatened by historic floods, including residents of a town where the ground gave way beneath their homes. The disaster claimed dozens more lives, and the search for the missing went on. The death toll rose to more than 125. Hundreds of people were still unaccounted for. A harrowing rescue effort unfolded in the German town of Erfstadt, southwest of Cologne, where people were trapped when the ground gave way and their homes collapsed. Aerial photos showed what appeared to be a massive landslide at a gravel pit on the town's edge. On Wall Street, losses today. The Dow down by 299 points. The Nasdaq dropped 115. The S&P 500 lower by 32. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day, I'm Patrick Johnson. COVID-19 hospitalizations are increasing in Duval County. Positivity rate in the county at 16.7%, the highest since the beginning of the year. Jacksonville's Baptist Health reporting a 63% jump in cases just in the last week. Baptist Health Dr. Timothy Groover says the hospital is seeing more cases in younger patients.
That age range between 50 and 59 is the highest group of COVID-positive patients that we have, and it's closely followed by the 40 to 49-year-old range.
Dr. Groover says the majority of those patients that they're seeing are unvaccinated. The Florida Department of Education is passing along $44 million in federal unified school improvement grants, the funding to support 149 struggling public schools. The funds will support school improvement initiatives in the lowest performing 5% of schools across the state. 20 of those schools are in Duval County. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's some delays because of an accident on the West Beltway on I-295 southbound at the Buckman Bridge, blocking the left lane. Also, there's a broken down vehicle on the West Beltway, 295 southbound at the east end of the Buckman, blocking the left lane. And there's congestion on the East Beltway, 295 southbound near Southside Boulevard all the way to Atlantic Boulevard. Mostly clear tonight, expect a low 73. Saturday will start the weekend sunny, high 91.
This year marks the 64th anniversary of Boger Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville. In order for family business to celebrate 64 years, they must be doing something right. And that something is good old-fashioned customer service. For 64 years, Boger Shoes has provided orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers throughout Northeast Florida. During the month of July, Boger's is offering a free pair of Second Wind socks with your purchase of a pair of fresh Foam More V3 shoes from New Balance. Some of the best walking or running shoes available today. Some restrictions apply. The Fresh Foam More V3 features a fresh foam midsole for top-notch comfort and a surprisingly lightweight package. Whether you like to get in a daily run or just want your feet to look and feel great, you'll love the Fresh Foam More V3 from New Balance. So stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, gang, welcome back. Hey, Jesus, do a brief introduction, my man.
Hey, Jesus Gray, owner and CEO of Global Freight and Commerce. We're a full-service trucking company. I got 18 trucks on the road all over the country right now, specializing in refrigerated and dry goods. Thank you, brother. I'm the current Small Business Leader of the Year for Transportation Logistics, Jack's Chamber, and also the current top entrepreneur, $3 to $15 million businesses.
That's what's up.
So, yeah, pretty proud of that, right? Jacksonville boy, grew up in Duval, all right, down on Merrill Avenue, played a little league at Cuckoo Park.
Yes, sir.
I'm a Duval County boy. Was in the Army for 20 years, traveled the world, 5 times Iraq, 5 years in Korea, Bosnia, you name it, I was there. Got to see things from a geopolitical spectrum. And so a lot of my, and I, at the same time, I was a political operator for about 20 years.
That's what's up.
Which is funny because a lot of people do bring up polls to me, and I'm like, I don't know. I could probably match almost anybody politically, mm-hmm. especially geopolitically, mm-hmm. and I've never been polled.
Mm.
Right, who are you talking to?
So you're talking to the wrong people.
Who are you talking to?
Right. Well,
so, but it is what it is. They're to be trusted. But yeah, that's who I am. I'm happy to be here. Appreciate the invite.
Thank you for coming. And the thing is, too, You know, I believe that we talk about trying to find ways to bridge, like, you know, like some of this racial tension in the country. And I always say that the path forward is entrepreneurship, you know, a job, you know, a strong economy. That's, the, you know, a rising tide will eventually, you know, lift all boats. So I'm not one of those people who, you know, are just like negative on America constantly. You know, I just think we need to try to figure out what works and just apply that to as many people as possible. You know, that if you, the opposite of poverty is wealth. So if you want to cure poverty, let's figure out ways to empower business owners and create an economy that that is productive and creates jobs. So I really enjoy having you on the show, because they don't show in the media, you know, successful, you know, black men. You know, they constantly try to hit this discussion in the barbershop earlier. And I'm coming to you, Darren. The image of African Americans in this country is always, you know, struggling. I'm like, that's not the majority of black people. The majority of black people are middle class and are doing fine. That's right. So we need to try to show more of ourselves. Number one, to show racist folks that, hey, you're wrong. And B, to show our fellow African Americans that, hey, if we can do it, you can do it too. Socialism does not work. Okay, so thank you again, Jesus. Darren, what's up, my man?
Yeah, with regards to the vaccine, you were talking about putting the pandemic behind us.
Absolutely.
I think the administration would do itself some good with getting people to at least listen if they would hold Fauci somewhat accountable for the past.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has said so many things across the spectrum, and he has never been held to any kind of accountability to how wrong he's been and how ongoing he's been wrong.
I agree with that.
You know, they need to at least fire at the least have him come out and say, hey, I was wrong, because he's never done that. Or at the very least, they need to just say, it's time for you to retire. It's time for you to move out of your position, and We need a new face of this pandemic. We don't need this. We need to get away from you, because you are the source of a lot of early on misinformation that would have been helpful if you would have said the things you would have said before.
Yeah, I remember Darren, and earlier in the pandemic when they were telling people not to wear masks and wear cloth. Remember that crap? And and then the government, the craziest thing about this pandemic, I noticed that you had states like California and New York buying 200 million masks per month. There are only 300 million Americans. So we could have easily beat this pandemic by simply putting N95 masks in everybody's mailboxes.
Like, yeah, and the other thing is the other part of this whole conversation, though, is you need to get some clarity of what it really is. Is it a natural variant of this, or is this a lab experiment that has leaked into, you know, the system? I don't want to say it was intentional. I just, because that just means that there's people pulling the strings behind it. But it does raise a lot of questions, because every time someone stood up against China, Boris Johnson calling in question their trade deals, he ended up with the virus. India fighting with China. Go ahead.
But you know something, Darren? The virus is very convenient for, you know, because President Trump, if he would have gotten reelected, he was going to try to sink China. You know, he was going to try to bring those jobs back to the United States. And if you're President Xi, and you have President Trump talking about hitting you with 100% tariffs, that will cause massive unemployment in China. And they feel like the United States doesn't mind throwing unemployment on its people, because they did these free trade agreements, right? But the Chinese government may have felt, you know, hypothetically, that let's get rid of Trumpy. And it sure worked.
See, the thing is, the unemployment wouldn't have been the issue there. It's providing for the people, because the strength of China's economy is it does what the Democrats are trying to do now for us, for America, is keep paying the people even though they're not working.
Right,
you
know, right.
There's a lot of people in China that don't work but still get money from the government in one form or another.
Right, I agree, but the Chinese, their unemployment rate before COVID was almost nil to nothing. And the Chinese government sees having low unemployment is pivotal to the one-party system. So, like I said, that is something worth looking. I mean, at the end of the day, the government is supposed to look at every side of an issue. And at the least, this is involuntary manslaughter.
Even if it's negligent,
at a minimum, it's negligent.
Right, exactly, exactly.
And on the regards to the division of our country, we need to put a stop to party politics. This two-party system is really what's dividing America, and it's killing America at the same time, because you got these people who are getting voted in, and people are voting on them just based on their platform.
Based on party.
Mm-hmm. Not on the substance of the person or the substance of what they're going to represent. You know, the situation that happened in Texas, those legislators fleeing Texas, they should be held accountable. They're paid to represent those constituents. Now, the only people that can hold them accountable are those who voted on them.
But you know something, Darren, I got two more callers behind you. The thing is, there is so much disinformation in this country. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, I have conversations with people all the time. I'm like, if you actually take the time to read these bills, like Joe Biden was going around. I'm sorry, President Joe Biden. Respect my elders. President Joe Biden, you know, went around saying that the Georgia law was the equivalent of Jim Crow. Back during Jim Crow, they had literacy tests, poll taxes. And you would actually, you could be lynched for trying to vote. So context is always important. And
we're also finding out now that there were duplicate votes. We're finding out, and see, that's the other part. The media is not doing their job. You know, there used to be what used to be called investigative reporters, people that would take a substance of an idea and go and investigate and find out whether it's true or false. Now they're getting talking points from whatever agenda they want, whether it's Fox News with the Republican camp, and then it's the CNN has the Democrat camp. You know, they get the talking points, and that's their narrative.
Yep.
And their opinion pieces. They're not even new. It's not even news. It's opinion pieces.
Well, you know something, Darren, and thank you for your contribution to the show today, but I believe that kind of started with Ronald Reagan when he got rid of the fairness doctrine, because back in the day, you had to always have both sides, you know, shown. So, you know, President Ronald Reagan, God bless the dead, you know, when he got rid of the fairness doctrine at the FCC, that kind of contributed to this environment that we have today. Because at the end of the day, I mean, it's like night and day. It's like Democrats, you know, drink Coke, Republicans drink Pepsi. Pepsi, you're our sponsor. God bless you. But I'm just saying, like, this is crazy. It's like, we're on different teams.
I tell people the media is under no obligation to tell you the truth.
Right.
They're obligated to tell you the facts as they see them. It's a for-profit enterprise. You know, the first thing I check every morning about 4:50 when I get in my home office, BBC. BBC is our version of NPR, and it's supposed to be funded by the people and by the government. So BBC, especially BBC and BBC Africa, as this is the main channels you watch when you're overseas.
Right.
They have a way better way of telling our stories than we do.
Right.
Because you're either going to watch Fox or MSNBC, CNN. And then if you watch BBC, you'll get some pretty unique takes on things going on in America.
Right.
That's the first one I check, everybody.
Right, right. I agree. And even, and this is controversial, and I don't, you know, we tell the truth here. Even if you look at some of what went on with Bill Cosby, you know, with him trying to buy NBC and how that executive and him got into an altercation, and the guy told him, I'm going to destroy you.
Retribution.
So, you know, this is crazy. You know, and same with President Trump. They're pinning the January 6th thing on him, you know, when the evidence shows a whole different thing. But I swear, it's crazy. It's like Democrats live on Earth and the Republicans live on Mars. And I'm just in La La Land. Okay, commercial break coming up, gang.
Frito-Lay has been a proud part of the Florida community for over 60 years. Their team produces some of America's favorite snacks, including Lay's potato chips, Doritos, and Cheetos. Today, the local Frito-Lay job site provides jobs for approximately 375 full-time associates. And the company is looking to grow the team and is hiring right now for a variety of positions. Frito-Lay's benefits include a retirement plan, 401k, health care, paid vacation, and more. Pay ranges from $17.62 to $33 per hour with room for advancement. Join the team at FritoLayEmployment.com. That's FritoLayEmployment.com. PepsiCo and its Frito-Lay division are an equal opportunity employer. Female, minority, disability, protected veteran, sexual orientation, gender identity.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, welcome back, gang. AJ, is Stanley still on? I lost my monitor. Is Stanley still on there?
Oh, you don't have your monitor?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah, Stanley is waiting. You want to get him on?
Uh-huh. Stan, I got to move kind of quick, though, my man. Come on.
Absolutely. Stanley Scott with the African-American Economic Recovery Think Tank.
Welcome.
First of all, people, hello there, everybody. First of all, we got a leadership problem in this country, and we are talking about everything under the sun, but we're not addressing leadership. Right here in Jacksonville, Florida, you have a leadership problem. It's been going on for many years, and I don't understand, but all this information out here, whether you in America or in another country, and looking back into America, you can see the pathology that's going on in this country. You have a leadership problem. And it doesn't make a difference whether you're a Democrat or Republican. You got a leadership problem. And I agree with the gentleman who just spoke before me, who said that the Democrats and Republicans are in the same basket. They're looking out for each other. And longer we continue around here playing these games and all these issues here, these issues over there, no. Leadership.
I agree with that, Stanley, because even I was talking to my pastor yesterday. And we were just talking, you know, we always talk about the news or whatever. And do you all know, like, even though President Biden is talking about this $3.5 trillion increase in the, you know, this increase, whatever, what we don't know in the back room is that a debt ceiling vote is coming up in September. And when that happens, the Republicans will be able to come in and maneuver to shut off any future stimulus plans. So if you're listening, Democrats, you would want to ask yourself, if President Biden is serious about this project he's talking about, why would he wait until the debt ceiling is unsuspended to talk about advancing the agenda when he knows the Republicans can use the filibuster to shut him down? So that's just an example of backyard football.
I understand what you're saying, but one thing when I was coming up, John F. Kennedy said, it's not what the country can do for you, it's what you can do for your country. And the problem, what I'm saying here, we have a leadership problem, and everybody talk about everything but the leadership. It's your leadership that defines where you're going to be tomorrow, next week, or the week after that.
Yeah, but you know,
long we continue, hold on one second, please. Long you continue to talk about everything and who wrong, who right, we will not be able to move forward. Because in closing, I want to say this: when this pandemic first took place, the medical people should have been first, not politicians. And when you have a setup the way this country is run with these 50 states here, you got all kind of issues here. So they should have moved, politics should have moved out the way and let the medical field come together and address this pandemic.
Yep, I agree. And Stanley, you missed a good follow-up, because normally I jump in so I don't forget, but I forgot what I was going to say. It was something to complement what you were saying. But thank you for calling in, Stanley, and we'll get together offline. I know what I was going to say. The politicians don't have to be held accountable because they have state TV. If the purpose of this show, as we said at the outset, If you don't have an informed electorate, how do you know if you're being played? So the politicians are going to do what the politicians can get away with. If we're blind and focused on, you know, stuff that doesn't really matter, like you know, with all this racial infighting, you know, I give you an example. When President Trump and the Democrats were negotiating the big stimulus bill, Nancy Pelosi used her cards not to make sure that she could raise Social Security, you know, because everything was on the table. She used her cards to make sure that President Trump, you know, that his businesses couldn't participate in the stimulus money. My thing is this. I don't care what you're getting. If my people are getting, I don't care what you're getting. I don't care if President Trump could build an extra hotel. If I'm a Democrat and I stand for Social Security and all this stuff, you bring your stuff to the table. Jesus bring his stuff to the table. Doug bring his stuff to the table, and AJ. And that's how politics is supposed to take place. It's supposed to be a compromise system, not winner take all. So some of this you have to blame on the people. You know, you can't blame it all on the politicians. The politicians are doing what we allow them to get away with. Because what we do, we don't walk into a situation, you know, where we're trying to have common ground and try to, you know, come together. You know, we get caught up in stuff that doesn't even really matter. And that's the reason we're blinded, you know,
And America's addicted to cash.
Mm-hmm.
So as we spend our way into a utopia.
Yep.
Here's my issue with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I think Uncle Trump did the right thing with the stimulus. I think Uncle Biden did the same. I'm an independent.
Mm-hmm.
Lean a little bit right, but I'm an independent.
Mm-hmm.
My concern, in the last 8 years, we've printed 46% of the cash that America's ever had.
Yep.
In 8 years.
That's crazy. And what called Adolf Hitler to come to power when that German mark was worthless?
Yeah.
And my thing is this. There's two books I follow. The Christian Bible and history books and also the Constitution. We have this fallacy in our mind that because it hasn't happened here, it can't happen here. Yeah. You know, Adolf Hitler came to power because he was elected Chancellor of Germany, you know, and he did it by propaganda, you know, by having state TV. And America's kind of getting creepy.
Here's the number one reason why it won't.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We got this beautiful Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have that.
For now.
Well, they didn't have that.
But if you stack the Supreme Court, you could lose that right.
Well, it's stacked in the right way right now.
I'm saying, but if the Democrats,
keep adding go to 11 and
right.
go, yeah, I got you.
Right.
But that's one thing Nazi Germany didn't have.
Right.
We got too many freedom-loving Americans.
Right.
It's not going to let that happen.
Right.
I'm not going to say something won't happen. We'll come to a head. We'll have an ugly history, country-changing event. We'll lose some GDP. We'll lose some of our luster. Good. That's what we need to go through. But what happened there will never just outright be a takeover just because we got too many armed, freedom-loving Americans.
Right, right.
Because of the Second Amendment.
Right. That's right. Right, but I'm just saying, you know.
I forgot we don't have video. They wouldn't see my piece.
Right, right. That was a beautiful, beautiful.
Ain't it? See it again?
Piece of American history. Yes, yes.
Red, well, white, and blue.
Yes, sir. Yes, so we have Marty, and we'll end it with, I think we'll.
Well, we also have Rick on the line, too.
Okay, so, hey, Marty, I'm trying to get both of them. Okay, Marty, we got you, then we're going to hit Rick. Go ahead, Marty.
Don't rush me because I wait all week for this. I don't have a life. This is my whole life.
You got to start coming back in.
Okay, so listen, what I wanted to say is your other previous callers were pretty good. What I wanted to say is that this country, in many ways, is turning into a third world country. And like the things that are happening here, if you look at what's happening in South Africa, because Jacob Zuma was arrested and went to jail, there's rioting, there's killing, just like over here. And over there, it has nothing to do with poverty or a cop shooting somebody. It's just a bunch of people that feel like rioting. So over here, this is a third world country. And as far as the media, people talking about that, like, for example, Fox, and OAN is the best station out there, but Fox is by no means conservative. You have, when you have creeps like Juan Williams, Donna Brazile, Geraldo Rivera, and these other people over there, Fox is just a way for the people who own the company to sell commercials and make money. While we were digressing and talking about media, two stations that are good on cable are RT, which is Russian television, and Al Jazeera, and have a new one. I think it comes from Pakistan. It's on YouTube called Gravitas, and it seems to be pretty good. As far as the nonsense about the shots, me and my wife and I got our shots 4 months ago, and I feel comfortable. I know a bunch of nuts who they're not going to get the shot for one reason or another. And I watched a program on public TV once about people in India, girls working in a cigarette factory. They're like slaves or whatever. And over there, when they have a resurgence of polio, and
hey Mark, people, I gotta get to Rick.
Okay, but listen, don't rush me because you didn't rush the other guy.
Hey,
but
AJ, anyway, go to Rick. Okay, this is my show, Brandon Groover News Hour. Brandon Groover News Hour for a reason. Come on, Rick.
The underlying problem in Congress is that the districts are drawn to elect a particular party, and the people elected are those that are the most extreme in the primary. So there's no reason. We must get to a point where districts are drawn based on population alone with no regard to race or political party. Then you'll have compromise because people will have to work towards the middle.
I agree with that.
Ranked choice.
I agree with that. Mm. I agree
Thank
with
you.
That. Thank you, Rick. I agree with that. Well, we had a this was a very great show. We got to probably get more hours. Doug, you're going to help us?
Yeah, let's go for
2 hours.
Yeah,
we'll go for 2 hours. At least 2 hours.
Yeah, because
we just scratched the surface on a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. I give you the last word. Jesus.
Hey, I'm just happy to be here. One thing that he alluded to, which I think is being beta tested in New York right now, ranked choice voting.
Right.
I think this ranked choice vote, they screwed it up a little bit. That's okay. It's being beta tested. Just trying it out. It's new. Mm-hmm. This is going to be kind of a wave of the future. If you know you don't have to hang your entire hat, because I think somebody would win by 70%, because everybody, the people on the far left and far right have their choice, but
right.
their second one's typically a moderate.
Right.
I think somebody's going to come up in this ranked choice vote.
Jesus.
Look at the guy that's about to be the mayor in New York. He was a lifelong Republican police officer.
Yep, I saw that.
In the number one defund police city in America.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And this is a product of ranked choice voting.
Right.
So I think we need to watch what's going on in New York right now. New York and L.A. have not had a good reputation in the last 18 months. And look who's about to be the mayor of New York.
Yep.
And it's a product. He is a product of ranked choice voting.
You know something else, though, Jesus? That I think the defunding the police, they overplayed that card and they bought in, you know, more center left or center right, the Democrat.
The police officer?
Yeah. And if you look at the border regions of the country, they're all going Republican. Even though they're traditionally sworn Democrat, because of the wall being, you know, defunded and the rise in crime, it's pushing people back to the right. You know, so if the Democrats were smart and if you want to hold on to power, don't do dumb stuff. Don't mess it up. But thank you all for coming in, for listening to us today. And this is a free speech zone, but I'm not a punching bag, and I punch back. So thank you all, and God bless America, and God bless us all. Have a good weekend.
Remember, you are the captain of this ship.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, AJ. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. I got a mute button.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you very much,
thank you,
Doug.
Thank you.
And the Brandon Groover News Hour will return in 1 week.
Yes, we shall return.
5 o'clock.
Yes, sir. Same time, please. All right, take